Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Good morning, Imperial Valley. You are listening to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health and KUBO 88.7 Radio Bilingue. All right, now we're on. And don't forget about also accessing our podcast at KXORadio.com. This show and previous shows, and I think Mario had mentioned before that, they're all there. And whatever show, any topic you want, you can always scroll down. But we have a show today, and of course, I'm Maria Wyatt. Scott Dudley is away this week, so I will be the host. With the most. The hostess with the mostest. And we have Dominic Vallejo. He is a mental health rehab technician for CalWORKS. Good morning, Dominic.
Good morning to you. Thank you very much for having me.
So today, let's talk about it. What are we going to talk about?
I guess from the last I heard, we're just going to basically talk about just general experiences and life skills.
And right now you're doing a life skills class at CalWORKS, correct?
Yes, I am.
Give me a little bit of information, background on CalWORKS, because a lot of people might hear CalWORKS, what is it, and just basic.
Sure. What CalWORKS is exactly is it's for families that have children, and they're basically unemployed at this time, and they're basically looking for work. Mm-hmm. And this offers an opportunity for them to receive monetary aid until they gain employment. However, they're needing to complete some certain activities in order to gain the aid. Mm-hmm. So it's not like back in the day where you could just sit around and collect the aid. Now mm-hmm. they're actually asking you to perform certain duties, do certain activities, participate in certain classes in order to be in good standing.
It used to be called like being on welfare, correct?
That yes. Was yeah, that was a famous terminology
the
back
welfare.
Then. Yeah,
now welfare. It's CalWORKS. CalWORKS.
Yeah, CalWORKS. And a lot of the participants are referring to it as aid mm-hmm. and no longer the welfare. But just due to the stigma, I believe it's got a lot of stigma behind it and a lot of still to this day.
So behavioral health is sure. working in collaboration with the Department of Social Services.
Yes, they are.
And providing CalWORKS. So what do we do there?
Well, one of the main things that we do there, behavioral health, that is we have a small unit that is there to serve the population that has been either, I guess you can say, unemployed or has been let go from any type of employment.
Which is right now very common.
Very common. Very, very common.
We have the highest unemployment rate.
Exactly, exactly. And a lot of the things that a lot of people aren't aware of is that the unemployment rate, a lot of people believe that, well, you know, a lot of people are just being fired. But this doesn't really seem to be the case right now. We have a lot of really, really well-educated people that have master's degrees, bachelor's degrees, associate's degrees, and they are being let go from work as well.
I just heard on the radio going home last night about that people graduating right now from four-year colleges, their wages are much lower than 10 years ago. So somebody, you know, if they're lucky enough to get a job right out of four-year college, they're earning less than what their counterpart did 10 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, that's also.
But they did emphasize that the best way for you to succeed is to get an education.
Yes.
So, but again, you know, you come out of the way it's looking right now, and then the newspaper today, IBC, the cuts, you know, IBC is supposed to be a two-year college. You know, some people make it into a four-year mm-hmm. to get an associate's. And then if you go to college, you come out with lots of debt.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It's tough out there.
Yes, and that's one of the good things that I've noticed about the CalWORKS program is that they actually help the participants that need education. They help basically refer them to whatever type of education they want to obtain. So whether it be somebody that has never completed their GED, but just went into maybe a customer service field job, what they're actually being able to do is sit them down and actually assess where they are at this point in time in their life and seeing what they need, what they want, what their goals are at this point in time, and being able to help them out and fulfill those goals, which is great. I think it's, but then again, we're looking at the IVC situation, and it's from what I'm understanding, it's a pretty hard task to get themselves basically a chair.
Mm-hmm.
So you know,
classes are filled. You know, there's not a lot of teachers, not a lot of professors, and your choices are limited.
Yes.
What Mario was talking about, you know, he has to wait 2 semesters to get one class to graduate because they only offer it every 2 semesters or every other semester. So
yes, yeah, or it's not coinciding for your time. It's you know, we have parents, like I said, a lot of the participants or all of the participants that are attending the CalWORKS, they are parents, so they have to look for somebody to take care of their children. And sometimes, you know, the CalWORKS does offer opportunities as well to do that.
For child care.
Child
yeah.
care, yeah.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUBO 88.7 FM, Radio Bilingue. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXRadio.com.